This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that. Alice
at 97.3.
Yay. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, is someone messing around with your microphone over there? What's going on over there? What's happening over there?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Vincent.
Vincenzo. 75 in the city right now.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just pulled in and yeah, the heat wave continues today, everybody. So just so you know, one more day. They say that's it.
Really? Today's the last day. It really does feel like a wall of heat that you have to sort of wade through. I spent the whole weekend inside, basically. Although we went down to the beach and it was like freezing. We had to put jackets on and stuff. It was awesome. It's a very good relief.
Did you get ripped?
No.
Did you have fun?
No. Oh, yeah. We had a great time. We couldn't see the sign for the closed beach, though, that we went walking on later. And so the rest of our friends we went to see this band in Bolinas, and it was a very small room. And I really felt like the trombone was going directly into my ear.
Mm.
And so we hung for a bit and I went outside. I'm like, I got to be out front. Like, I didn't bring ear blockers and...
Ear blockers?
You know, whatever those things are called. I'm not sure.
Don't you get uncomfortable when you're in a small room and people are playing music at you? Like, I always feel like I don't know where to look. Like, am I supposed to look at you or what?
No, that doesn't... Because I know they can't see me. They got a light in their face. Yeah. You need to let that go, man. You're like 50. Like,
I know.
Don't worry about that.
I know, but it was, yeah, somewhere somebody breaks out a guitar and I'm like, oh, don't look at me. Don't.
Oh, I am going to look at you the next time
I know.
You just asked for it.
That's all they do.
I'm going to look right in your face and sing you some songs, like love songs too. Like really
so
super creepy. Yeah. I'm going to make you just like itch. Yeah. So it was too loud for me. Like, I get it. I'm an old person. Fine, kids. Call in. I don't care. You don't even know how to work phones. Your kids. So then I go outside. I'm just hanging out front. I'm perfectly fine. And John comes out. And then my friend Marilee comes out. And Marilee goes, oh, there's a beach right down the end. Like, let's walk down here and we'll walk on the beach. And
all right.
And it was like a moonless night. And there's no light pollution there.
Three hot Mill Valley adults walking on the beach.
Yeah, no reason. Just like fully unclothed. You know.
It was a key party then.
All liquored up.
Let's go with that. It was. Whatever
holding
you guys.
Holding hand, three-way hand holding as you walk down the beach.
That you guys, you know.
Merrily in the middle, of course, because we're grooming her to be our third.
I thought John would be in the middle and that you guys were swinging him, but no.
Oh my God, adorable. He's so little. Should have done that. God, we know we did. It was Merrily.
All right.
So we go walking out on the beach. And we're just, you know, kicking along and we, you know, occasionally turn your phone on like, oh, that seems to be a pile of something. Could that be a body? Nope, it's just a bunch of seaweed, you know, whatever. You're walking along and it's just nice and the weather is lovely. We've got our jackets on, but it's maybe like 62, you know, it's great. Where it's been so hot everywhere else, it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
And look up into the sky and you can see the whole Milky Way. Like it's so, because it was just, you could see where San Francisco was, like way off on the horizon. But you hardly ever get a really dark night like that. Like there's just nothing around there. So it was just lovely. And then we start hearing like, where are you guys? You know, they're out there looking for us. And as we walk back, they're like, didn't you see these? There's like fecal matter all over the beach, apparently.
Oh.
Apparently it's a closed beach. Like there's some kind of mystery sewage that has washed up on the beach. And we're just like, doo, doo, doo.
Oh, they know where it is.
They didn't tell me.
I mean,
I was not looking for the source.
People do not want to say, but believe me, the people who put the signs up that say there's fecal matter on the beach, they know where that's coming from.
Well, it's best that I don't know.
Gross.
So yeah, didn't smell or anything, and it seemed like sand, and so I didn't worry about it too much. But they were, but then our friends, my one friend, Mike, he just gets so like hooked on something. He's like one of those people that like he gets a thing in his mind and that he cannot let go. He like grabs it by the neck and just shakes it until it dies. And then even after it dies, he plays with it like a dog playing with a toy.
Oh, you like know? You.
No, not like me. Like me on steroids.
Oh.
He can't let go of the fact that we walked out on this.
Wow.
On the fecal beach. Like he was very upset about it and was just, you know, you guys don't even get in the car unless you wash your feet. I'm like, you're not going to catch it from us. Like, don't worry. Whatever we've got on our feet. Like, there's no place to wash our shoes.
I'm sure it's mostly in the water.
Yeah, it's right. It was completely.
It's a sewage pipe or
fine.
Some kind of river that burst.
And we didn't wade in the water. We right. were up on, and we were in our shoes and we walked along. Yes, the sand was wet and compacted and we were walking along that, but it wasn't, it's fine, Mike. Everything is going to be, every little thing is going to be
all
right.
Let me give you the flip side, okay?
Okay, give me the flip side. What's the flip side?
The flip side is it's been a heat wave and I'm cranky as you know what, because I'm just not sleeping. I'm just not. But Sunday morning, I get up and I go, I'm just going to go in the ocean. I know it's flat. I know it doesn't matter. I'm just going to get wet. I'm going to be happy for a little bit and do my little church thing and be.
And cool your body
and cool
temperature
myself down.
Right.
I get out to the water on Sunday morning and I'm by myself. And I'm watching as I get into the water. It's warm right now and it's beautiful in that way. But there's actually waves and I'm going, oh my God. Clean little glassy 3-footers and I'm
looks fun.
It looks fun. I'm gonna have a great time. I'm sitting on my surfboard and the entire horizon is purple. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching hundreds of pelicans migrate in formation.
Wow.
I'm by myself in the ocean watching this with a purple backdrop and just a misty, you can kind of see Monterey out there, like the because it's the
The bull.
Anyway, so I'm just looking at this view, and I'm truly having my God moment where I'm just in heaven, and I'm going, this is what I needed. Mm-hmm. I'm totally resetting right now. It was incredible. So while yes, humans have cacked the water to no end, there's still that. And watching these pelicans in formation, hundreds, just. Going by, I guess they're going south. Boom.
Heading down to Mexico.
Well, I don't think they even go that far. I think they go, I think they're like Canada and then they come this way for winter.
Oh.
I don't know. But what do I know?
I don't know.
Anyway, they're just beautiful and incredible and it was just spectacular. It didn't last because, you know, the heat went 100 again, but
it did.
For that moment, I was in heaven.
Yeah, they had a big pool party at a friend's house yesterday, which annoys me when people do things that seem fun on Sundays, because I'm like, I'm not going on that. I can't go. I'm not. John's going to watch football, and I don't. And I got stuff to do, and I got to try and get to sleep. And
why are you annoyed at them, though?
Well, couldn't they have done it on Saturday?
Oh.
Would that have been so hard to do it on Saturday when I could go there? And, you know, because that's, you know, what happens at a pool party, especially people our age, retired. There's drinks. It's fun. No one wants to leave. He's having a good and I got to go. And then I'm like, well, it's 4 p.m. So I better hit the road so I can get back in time to get all my stuff together for tomorrow. Wow. Such
well,
a baby.
I know. You're
that's such a baby.
Oh, I had to go to a pool party. It was so terrible.
Yeah. I can't have that. I didn't even have to go. I just didn't go.
Well, that's good. So you hung home.
Yeah.
In the air conditioning.
With the football. John was having a good time with the football.
It was a good football weekend, especially college side.
It wasn't that good.
Big weekend. Not only did his Mountaineers win.
Big time.
It's great.
The turnout for Cal's
Oh, yeah.
ESPN,
I'm dying to hear about this.
The turnout was like.
I'm not surprised.
I am. I truly expected Cal to be too cool. And just to be kind of like,
nah, they're
five drunk
school.
Guys who decided to go because they were still partying from the night before. It turned out major, maybe more than most places.
It like, was, I watched the whole thing.
And, oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
And there were some cool moments during it, which I don't know if you'll mention later, but, you know, the kid kicking the field goal and everything. And
he won, and the kick, this kid.
Oh, they do those little competitions and stuff.
One of the posts I saw about it was he did the kick in his Vans.
Yeah, he had on the Spicoli Vans.
And the guy who owns, Like, Vans was a family business. I think they've sold it since. But the son of the guy who started Vans posts wearing those Vans. And he's like, this guy, you know, he shows the ad where the TV appearance where they zoom in on his shoes. It's a Vans ad.
Yeah.
And then there's him standing there like,
the kid's a civil engineering major. Pat McAfee, WVU alumni. They offer $75,000 for the kick, and he missed the first one. And then for the second one, Pat's like, I'll make it $100,000, and we'll give $600,000 to hurricane relief.
Oh,
and this,
jeez Louise.
And this kid drilled it. And like normally, like I watch game day every weekend. Whoever kicks, I mean, they never get close. It's always just a biff, and you know, it's rather
this guy,
silly.
This is not his first kick.
His first kick for a field goal. Yeah, kid never kicked a field goal before. He was just, they just grabbed random kid, you know? So that was
so exciting. It was a Vans ad though, for sure. And that's
great.
Daniel,
I gotta get with the Vans.
Daniel from Livermore, by the way.
Is that who it was?
The kid's from Livermore. Yeah, that's where he's from. So
yeah,
could he
you know,
be the damn Daniel kid? Can't be.
I
don't think so.
I definitely thought that Berkeley came out strong, and you know, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Is that all who's allowed? Like people from the area?
No. Because you'll see flags for like WVU. We had a lot of alumni. That showed up for that, and usually we'll bring a giant flag.
Yeah.
And wave it so that
so
the
it's
WVU
not just
flag's
like
there.
On the campus and it's for the kids. It's just, you know, the Bay Area.
Well,
come to it.
No, it is just on the campus and for the kids. But people, it's a TV show. People come from all around. I would bet someone flew in for it. Like that.
So it's open to the public.
Yeah. But people are really into this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
sounds
big
like
deal.
It.
It's on every Saturday and has been forever.
31 years, you said.
So it's a big deal. But I just didn't. You know, you don't know how that's going to play. Honestly, in Eugene, Oregon, it's the biggest mother bleeping thing that's going to happen
all
year.
Have they done it a bunch of times?
Yeah, not a bunch, but they've done it, and it's big.
Right.
And I just didn't know if that would be...
If we'd be all like, that thing.
Well, you know, the Bay Area.
You know what?
We have 100 things to do every day.
They must know what their audience is here with ratings, et cetera. I'm sure they were like, yeah, we can pull it off there.
You know, McAfee, the guy, the other little clip I saw... was McAfee, he's whatever he is. I don't know. He's taken over ESPN is what he's done.
The king of ESPN.
He's the best.
That's what he is.
So he goes, I didn't know about Berkeley, you know, before we got here. But this place, and the crowd goes, and within seconds, he's got a USA chant going. And I'm like, Jesus, go Berkeley. Like, who you would... absolutely not have seen that coming.
Funny.
Now, yeah.
Good for Berkeley.
And you mentioned people flying in. I was, we have a game watch. So, you know, all the alumni get together for WVU when we watch
so?
A game. Yeah. So we have a spot in Oakland that we go to.
Is that what you did on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, what fun, Maddie.
Go watch the
That's
game.
Great.
I like it. They got my non-alcoholic beer so I can hang out.
Well, yeah. Plus, you know, and, this is your team. It's great.
Yeah. But there was a bunch of dudes from Miami there who had flown in for the game.
Oh.
Exactly.
And they like, everybody hates Miami. So they come up and talk to you about your team, but you're just like, oh yeah. I hate you. You know,
Anyway, it was cool. Way to go. Yeah. There's not much more to tell. I mean, it was a moment on TV.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be able to talk about that triumph.
Well, the downside is Cal lost, but you know.
No, but I went someone else lost. So it was, you know. Did the Niners lose?
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah. I was.
You were trying to see what I was saying.
We're in college land for a second. Alabama lost.
Like, yeah. You're looking at me like, I'm like, do I have that wrong? Because it is possible I can have that wrong.
Yeah, that's a different day. But yes, the Niners did lose by one, but it's still a loss.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
By the way, I'll post the Pat or the Daniel kick up on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Cool. Great. See, I'm going to hand that off. I'm not going to hand it off, please.
Oh, you love doing it.
Well, I just can't seem to stop.
Okay.
Like every.
I like your little comments, and I scroll through the page.
Oh, I don't put too much on there.
I know, like... but there's, you know, it's nice it's coming from you. Like, I think that the fans appreciate that. And
can they tell that I'm the one who wrote the post? Can you tell who wrote the post?
Well, sometimes you write, they stole, like, you'll put a little comment, like, yeah, of course that was Sarah that wrote it. But I posted a picture this weekend of my dog and I just for, because people kept saying, what do you look like? And
I'm
like,
oh, so you're up on the Facebook page. Let me have a look at that. I didn't look at it. I never go back and look at it.
There are people inquiring there.
Oh, Maddie and Kelly Clarkson. Kelly is so old. Oh, my God. She was always a white dog, but she had speckles, way more speckles than that. And she's very white now. Oh.
Oh, here's a few texts. 703 says, there's more fecal matter on the streets in San Francisco than on that beach.
Yeah, I actually don't feel it. I didn't feel like I was in danger. And the, you know, the level of concern I felt was unwarranted. I'm like, okay, I get it. The beach is closed. You know, if I had seen the signs about fecal matter, I probably would have thought twice about it. But we were fine. Like, we lived. I did find some shells, though. So I did touch the dirt. But I didn't want to tell him because he was losing his mind about it.
Ear blockers?
Whatever. What are they called? Ear plugs? Listen, I'm all, expect more of that. Expect that. That is to be expected. I can't. I'm telling you, I don't even try. I just like will blurt out some, I'm trying to find words to say, you know, the coffee maker. And I'm like, you know, the kookaburra bird, whatever it is. I can't come up with nouns anymore. So expect more of that as time goes on. Don't worry. I'll retire soon. It'll be fine. Anyway, anybody else, anything to report? Or do you want to just, we have like, it's so incredibly much to do on the show today and in the days going forward. At 8 o'clock, we're doing our big announcement for Alice in Winterland.
Oh, right.
So we're going to lay that all out for you. That is going to be a fun show. We will tell you the venue. We'll tell you when. We'll tell you who's playing. All the info coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus, more Disneyland tickets. And I think we've got other stuff too, don't we? Oh, no, then we're going to give away the Alice in Winterland tickets because, yeah, we are. Okay, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Here's a song. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.